Television's coverage of the 2000 presidential election turned out to be historic in several respects, but it will be best remembered for unprecedented flip-flops. All the networks called Florida wrong twice. TV critic David Bianculli watched all of the coverage with his bank of 11 TV sets and 11 VCRs running, and he has these comments.
Despite all the criticism the media has gotten with the way it called and miscalled Tuesday night's election, I think, by and large, the TV networks did a really good job. No, wait. Nah, I've changed my mind. Now I think what they did was really irresponsible and just another part of an obvious liberal media conspiracy. Nah, that's not right either. Look, if it's okay, can I just think about it some more and report back in a day or two? Or, to put it another way, what the hell happened there? Viewers who watched TV's election coverage Tuesday night were treated to, or tortured by, a roller coaster of emotions and conflicting information that was unprecedented in the history of televised politics. It was incredible, unforgettable television. We've never seen anything like it before. And hopefully, we never will again. If you stopped watching before 10 p.m. Tuesday night, the clear inference was that Gore had it all but locked up. After 10, it was a nail-biter. After 2, it was time to get used to saying President Bush again. And after 3, who knew? Not the anchors, that's for sure. Florida went from undecided to Gore to undecided to Bush, then back to undecided. After the networks had taken it from Gore and given it to Bush, the prospect of taking it back again, which they eventually did, left them all shell-shocked and a little bit ashamed.
So, for those of you who went to bed or started going off to brush your teeth and come back and say, hello, what's this, Dan Rather? Well, I got to tell you folks, A, I don't know. B, I don't know anybody who does know. What we do know...
Over on NBC, Tom Brokaw was equally uncertain.
Although I'm curious about why we're not seeing the governor yet. And we haven't seen Vice President Al Gore. Perhaps they're waiting for all the votes to be counted, all the I's to be dotted, all the T's to be crossed. That would be something if the networks managed to blow it twice in one night.
They did. It was. Purely as a TV event, it was phenomenal. The stakes couldn't be higher, the extremes couldn't be sharper, the plot twists couldn't be more dramatic or unexpected. Whether you watched one network or flipped among several, you saw the same results, the same mistakes, and the same incredible reversals. The networks all blew it. No argument about that. But they blew it with the best of intentions, relying upon the best polling data and most sophisticated technology at their joint and individual disposal. The problem, with a national election hinging on a race as astoundingly close as the one in Florida, is that no prediction or exit poll could be accurate enough. Making any call, in retrospect, turned out to be the wrong call. Yet there wasn't any irresponsible rush to judgment or competitive zeal that led to those twin bad calls about Florida. All networks relied on the same polling organization, the Voter News Service, for their key sets of data. It's just that when the voting differential between the leading candidates dwindles from thousands to hundreds, no statistical model is that comfortably precise. Gore came within minutes of conceding prematurely early yesterday morning because the networks had just as prematurely anointed Bush the winner. When the numbers are as close as they were in Florida, the phrase "too close to call" should be taken by the networks as gospel. 4 years from now, because of what happened this time, I'm absolutely certain it will be. Well, okay, maybe not certain. Maybe the networks won't have learned anything at all. Can I get back to you on that?
David Bianculli is a TV critic for the New York Daily News. The executive producer of Fresh Air is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our researcher, Jessica Chu. Thanks for listening. For Terry Gross, I'm Neil Conan.